Welcome back to Myths and Monsters, where today we'll be talking about demonic possession, specifically the case of Annalise Michelle. So listen up and prepare yourself for a creepy retelling of this demonic possession. Before getting started today, I wanted to put in a little disclaimer. I am in no way a medical professional or a demonologist, so all of this information that I'm going to be reading to you guys today, I found online, and all of them will be linked in the description for anyone who wants to read up on them. I am a human, so if I get any of this information wrong or I simply misinterpreted it, please reach out to me and you can point out my mistake and we can talk about it in a later episode. Born in Germany, September 21st, 1952, Annalise was born into a traditional Roman Catholic family. After the death of her older sister and a surgery, she was left as the oldest of four daughters. Now, Annalise had always had medical issues in the past. She had gotten the mumps, the measles, and the scarlet fever, and all of this was before the age of five. In 1968, Annalise suddenly lost consciousness when she was next to her friend, but she brushed it off since she was tired, so she blamed it on the fatigue. She woke up that night in some sort of sleep paralysis. She couldn't move or talk, and it only lasted a few moments, and it ended up with her changing the sheets of her bed because she had urinated. 1 year later, in 1969, the same thing happened again. A blackout in the day and sleep paralysis at night. After confiding in her mother, they went to a family doctor by the name of Dr. Lothi, where they diagnosed her with epilepsy. But she didn't receive any medication since the blackouts were so far apart. After contracting pneumonia, she was moved to a hospital in June of 1970. She went through yet another seizure and started to see demonic faces in the people all around her, as well as in the walls, and she started smelling burnt feces. After more tests were given to her by Dr. Von Haller, they gave her anticonvulsants to deter the seizures. At the end of August, she was discharged and she went home. Her next seizure wouldn't be until 2 years later, on June 5th, 1972, with one pretty big difference. The seizure was followed by multiple small aftershocks. Her mom again convinced her to go see her doctor again. After being examined and coming up empty, her doctor prescribed Dilatin, and she continued seeing him in regular appointments. After this, she suffered another small seizure on November 8th. While on this medication, she started to see faces again, and she started smelling this burnt feces smell. The following year, in spring, she and her sisters started to hear knocking around the house. First, it started in Annalise's wardrobe, but then it spread to the ceiling and the floor below them. At this point, she had also started seeing full-blown demonic faces with horns. After dealing with all the stress and still being able to graduate, her father recommended taking a vacation with one of her fellow parishioners. They went to the unofficial Marian Shrine at Saint-Domingue, where she was unable to enter the shrine, saying the floor felt like fire. Religious icons shined so brightly to her that she couldn't look at them, and she refused to drink the blessed water. Keep in mind that revulsion, or the disgust of demons, is a well-known sign of demonic possession. Her own description was even more convincing, as she said, "My will is not my own, and something else is manipulating me." I think in most TV shows or movies, an exorcism usually isn't that long. Personally, the longest fictional version I've seen is on the TV show The Exorcist by Fox, in which the exorcism of a young boy lasted, I believe it was like a week. And that was nothing compared to what Annalise had to go through. Keep in mind that these events were real. This young girl suffered in ways that most people couldn't imagine. When Father Renz and Father Alt started their exorcism, they discovered 6 demons infesting the body of this young woman. Now, according to Diabolical Confusions, he states they were able to ascertain that there were 6 major possessing demons engaging Annalise. These demons were Judas, Lucifer, Hitler, a fallen priest by the name of Fleischmann, Nero, and Cain. Now, I'll say it again, I'm not a professional demonologist, and from the research I've done, I haven't been able to find any evidence of a human turning into a demon, at least in biblical text. I remember reading that Lilith was at one point a human and turned into a demon, but biblically I can't find any evidence of that. If you guys do know of any biblical text or evidence that supports this, let me know. Besides that, once the exorcisms began, Annalise's behavior quickly changed for the worse. She said that she could see the demons around her trying to afflict them in demented ways. The priest said that her eyes would become black and fiery, and after these events, she really quickly grew very violent. She would throw objects at the fathers. She would eat spiders and different insects. She would cause self-harm. And she got to the stage where she was drinking her own urine. Annalise was put through a total of 67 exorcisms, spanning 10 months and being restrained for most of that time. In some of the images seen when you look up the exorcism of this young girl, her face is so bruised, it's hard to tell what she would have looked like without a before picture. Her eyes looked extremely swollen, her skin dry, her lips looked like they were cracked and bleeding. Her teeth were apparently chipped and broken from trying to eat the stones from the floor in her room. On July 1st, after expelling all the demons in her body, Annalise Michelle died. She passed away due to starvation and dehydration. When the priests first heard of this, they couldn't believe it, so they sent over a doctor to try to confirm the death. The doctor came over to the house and confirmed the death of Annalise, and reported it, since it was not of natural causes. Once the state found out of Annalise's death, they found the fathers and the parents guilty for the murder of Annalise. The exorcism of Annalise was one of the first cases to involve demon possession and exorcism to go to trial. And because of that, it's a very interesting case. It's a very interesting topic. It's a very interesting recorded case of demonic possession. But one of the things that I've questioned is the demons that the fathers say possessed her. Like I said previously, Judas, Hitler, the fallen priest, Fleischmann, Nero, and Cain. From what I understand, the only demon out of the 6 is just Lucifer. And so I'm really interested in if spirits can also possess humans, and if they can possess at the same time as demons, or if this was just some fabrication of the church. It would be interesting to find out more. I'm going to be linking some of the sources that I used in the description of this episode, as well as the recorded exorcism tapes, which can be found on YouTube, so you guys can just look them up if you're interested. They are in German, so I can't understand them. They have subtitles at the bottom, but again, unless you speak German, it's hard to determine whether it's accurate or not. Besides that, I want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you guys have any requests, please send them into the Gmail, mythsandmonsters@gmail.com. You guys can interact through my Reddit, which is just myths-monsters. Please reach out if you guys want to hear about something specific or if you guys want to submit a story. Thank you guys, and we'll talk next week.